People that say that babies are cute when they're first born are liars. They're just ugly. They look like aliens. I don't understand it. People are like, "It's the cutest baby I have ever seen in my life." No.
I
It
do.
looks like doo-doo if it were alive.
Some
That's
of them,
like.
are actually adorable. Others are like hideous, and they still just get the most compliments because it's just because it's like young.
That's stupid.
It's so dumb. We need to change that.
I
But
agree.
no, that, and then someone a baby that's like really fat that makes it cuter
Yeah,
because
but
it's
when an
fat.
adult is fat, it's like
Yeah.
disgusting.
What is
Why?
society
What's the
today?
difference?
Why is it that when you're
Society.
young and you're fat, you're good, but when you're old and you're
What?
fat, you're bad?
What
Like,
is society?
what is
What
society?
is society?
It's a social construct created by Satan himself.
It's a little dude. It's a little too deep for the podcast here.
Don't even know what is society like. That's
Well,
actually, dude.
I don't know. All right, let's
Let's
just kick off the
get into
podcast. Let's
it.
go. All right. So, I'm not gonna mention, I'm just gonna kick the podcast off here with a story from I think it was last week. And people who are listening, you know who you are. I'm gonna give them code names, and you know who they are. I just won't tell you who they are for the
Yeah.
sake of the podcast, just not to expose them. So one of my friends, we'll just call her Scarlotta. She it makes sense, just trust me. And then we'll say Lizzie. So they work at this
Scarlotta.
Scarlotta and Lizzie, all right? So they work at this Froyo place, right?
Oh,
And
yeah.
yeah, and they're quit playing with your mic. The people are like
I
just
doubt they
sitting
can
at home
hear
like, "Oh my
whatever.
god, what is he doing over there just
All
shoving it in
right.
his crotch?"
Yeah, that's what I'm
That
doing.
but they're
He's so good.
but I go to their work like I literally last week I was there like four times, and it's like 25 minutes away. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, but whenever they want, I ask them to come around me, it's like it's too far. But anyway,
Dedicated.
I go up to work. Scarlotta, she's been talking to this guy that she seems to have no interest in. It's ridiculous to me. I don't understand it. He's as bland like as a piece of white paper. My man does not talk at all. He's silent.
Wait, which one is Scarlotta?
The
Oh,
tall one.
yeah.
And she's I don't know, talking to this guy for 2 weeks. She texted, this is the girl, I think I told you about this, when she like snapped me and was like, "I have a date tomorrow." And I was like, "Oh, cool. Like who's this who's the lucky guy?" And she's like, "No one special." And I'm like, "Then why are you going on a date?"
Yeah,
Okay.
I think you
And
told
she's
me about
like, I'm like, "Are you attracted to him?" And she's like, "I don't know." I'm like, "Then why are you going on a date with him?"
that.
But he bought anyway. I'm at the yogurt shop, whatever, and
And he's there.
he just came, and he always has his friends around. It's so annoying, and I don't mind him necessarily because there's nothing to dislike. Cause,
Yeah.
but there's nothing to
Yeah.
like either. It's just like
It's just
neutrality.
neutral.
So like,
Switzerland.
good one. I and the reason I don't hate him, but like it's hard not to because of just
Because
he's
there's
so
nothing.
bland.
Yeah.
And he always has his friends around. This one friend, I'm not gonna say his name. He's so freaking annoying. I hate him calling out on the podcast. No, but
Say his address.
so they they bring they he brought Scarlotta and Lizzie like chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And Lizzie, she's like, "Do you want a like a nugget?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, sure, whatever." So I like take a nugget or whatever.
Wait, is this the? Oh, this is okay. I got you. I thought we were talking about. I thought this story was leading to what we were talking about earlier.
No.
Oh, another branch of the story.
I don't know,
Which one?
maybe. I don't
No,
even know what you're referring
it's
to.
not. It's
But
not.
so I take a chicken nugget because I was offered. I wasn't just like, "Munch, give me those
Yeah.
nugs." And so I take a nugget and I like eat it, obviously. What else am I gonna do with it? Yeah.
What?
And so they seem fine or whatever, and then they leave and they start FaceTiming Trinity and oh shit, well there you go, called out Scarlotta. And
Scarlotta.
start FaceTiming her and Lizzie, and they're like, his friend, not even the guy she's talking to, his friend is calling on behalf of him because he's super pissed because they didn't buy those nuggets for me. Dude, I had freaking two chicken nuggets and like a french fry. I didn't just eat the whole damn thing of chicken nuggets. And they're like calling, literally like infuriated that I ate nuggets. He didn't buy them for him. He didn't buy them for him. Like pissed. And I was like, dude, pull up. Like, come on. I will literally... Are you going to fist fight me right now for a freaking chicken nugget right now? And he's saying... He's cussing about... And I'm there. Like, yeah. Right there. I don't... And he knows I'm right there. And he's talking all this trash about me.
Wait, the friend or the
boy? The friend.
The friend.
That's on so behalf funny. Of the guy she's talking
Dude, that's
to.
That's so funny.
And... He's like, call me the N-word, all this stuff. Like, I'm going to come up there and beat this N-word's A and all that. I'm like, dude, what is your problem? It's a chi- Do you want me to it's give you the 15 nugget. Cents for the nugget, dude? Like, are you joking right now?
Dude, that's it actually was so funny.
Insane. I was like shaking with rage. Like, dude, pull up. I will fight you in this parking lot right
it's
now.
It's because people, like...
They just want something to be mad
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they
want to
be, like... That guy wants to be, like, hard, you know? So he's like,
yeah,
take my
and then
fucking
you know
chicken nugget.
Yeah.
Like, indeed.
I ate a chicken nugget that I was offered. Sorry, I'm Satan. My bad. Yeah, and then Chris, the guy she's talking to, she Scarlotta's texting him, like, why are you mad about that? That's such childish. She's like, I'm not mad about that. She's like, what? He's like, yeah, I didn't care. She's like, then why is your friend calling me? Oh, you know how he is. He just wants to start something.
Then why'd you bring him?
And she and he was sitting next to him in the
and
car.
And just didn't say anything.
Didn't say. Oh, I couldn't hear him. I had my window open. Dude, BS. What are you talking about?
Your window was open. I couldn't hear him screaming through the phone about a chicken nugget.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
That's so funny.
Gosh,
dude.
I was like, what the. People, what is your problem? I'll just buy you another
exactly.
chicken nuggets, bro.
Dude, but at that point, once he gives it to you, it's not his anymore. So if they offer you a chicken nugget,
there you go.
Yeah,
there like, you go.
It's so dumb.
It's like re-gifting. What are you gonna say? Yeah. I didn't buy that gift for them. No, I mean,
well, re-gifting is different.
No, because you gave it to them. It's theirs now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
but no, but like I'm saying, like re-gifting, I can understand you might be mad about that. But a chicken nugget. Is
yeah, I told him, like, do you want me to throw it up?
It's like a half-inch piece of meat.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
It's like, what are you going to do? I was like, do you want me to throw up? Like, I will puke this nugget up right now. I told him, I was like, I could just make out with her if you really want to be mad about something. And
that
did not go over well. Yeah. It did not go over well. But yeah, that was my experience last week. I was just pretty mad about it.
Yeah, that's...
Ugh, my gosh, chicken nuggets. Who knew that could cause such a rift?
Well, for an average person, it doesn't.
I'm just a rift in everyone's relationship. Like, he ate their chicken nuggets. He touched my butt. What's the difference, guys? Really? What's the difference?
What is the difference? Come on now.
You made out with my girlfriend. You ate a chicken nugget. Why do I get called out all the time for things that I didn't even
do? Why
do
we show him some love?
Yeah, gosh.
So unfair.
Why do I get called out? Jeez. I just made out with your girlfriend, okay? Calm down.
You flirted with my dog, dude. Seriously, like, come leave me alone. I hear a lot of talk from. I feel like the first week that I met you, I've heard so much talk about your belly button.
Yeah.
You won't stop talking about how it's so peculiar and.
I don't like it. I'm very insecure about it.
But I okay, this sounds weird, but I saw it. I
stare at your belly button.
Yeah, I was gazing at it. I couldn't help myself. It's immaculate.
No, it's because there's like a story behind it. When I was born, because you know they like cut your umbilical cord like a little bit long.
They just yanked it out.
So you have like so you have an outie to begin with, but then it like shrivels up and dies. So mine didn't do that properly. It like. It fell off, but then it was like leaking acid and stuff.
Ew.
Yeah, they had to like take
That's
me to the hospital.
Disgusting.
So it's like an innie and an outie at the same time almost. It's the weirdest
Dude,
looking thing.
Let me see it.
Alright, look, I'm gonna lift it up. See how it's like out but in? It looks like surgery happened to it. Do you see what I mean? See how it's like an innie and an outie? Isn't that weird? It's not
yeah,
in between.
It, yeah.
It's out but in.
It's like inverted, but.
Isn't it weird, though?
Yeah.
But, I mean, from a distance, you can't
but
tell.
No,
but
even if you're up close, it's not something... Because all belly buttons look weird, you know?
I guess that's true,
Well,
but
don't
like,
they all have that? Like, I don't even know. I don't even look at my belly button, so I don't even know if...
I just stare at mine in the shower. No, me and Nick are just standing up in my basement and shirts
just
up.
Belly buttons
like an inch away from each other. No, I mean... I don't know. Mine just looks different. It's like...
I guess.
It
I
looks
do,
like
no
it had
tell,
surgery
like,
performed on it.
Have, like... You could literally have just, like, this gigantic lump in your belly button. No one would even notice.
My grandma doesn't have a belly button. One of my grandmas? Yeah.
Why?
Because of some surgery or something. And they had to, like, use a, like, piece of skin and, like, cover... It was, like, surgery on her stomach or something. I don't even remember.
But a belly button
I know this sounds
so
fake.
Anything,
so. I know. It serves no purpose, so it's not a big deal. But it's still weird. Just imagine just flat. There's nothing there. It's like, it was, it's, I've never seen it. Like, I don't.
Well, no shit. It's not there.
No, no. Good one. No, I'm saying I've never seen the, like, her stomach. Yeah. Like, that's such a weird thing to say. Yeah, never stared at my grandmother's stomach. Like,
please let me see your stomach, grandma. Please.
All right, that's it. That's enough. That's enough. No, I mean, I'm insecure about it, man.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. You have way more insecurities to be worried about, Ian.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
I mean, first
that.
Of all, you're hideous, but just kidding, you're beautiful.
For all the people
you're
at beautiful. Home, if you don't know, Nick is, like, pretty much the most attractive male I've ever seen in my life.
I mean,
life.
Come on. Get out of town.
What even... What kind of friend? I'm literally the best. You just call me trash and hideous for like 20 seconds, and then I'm just like,
"Oh, you're so
Nick's
great.
Literally the
you're
most
so
beautiful
great.
Person I've ever
Gosh,
seen."
You don't even see what this guy abuses me when we're not on the screen. Don't. It's all lies.
On the screen.
Yeah, on screen. Hey, for them, it's a screen. Think about it.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
All That's right. hot. That is hot. Dude. So. You know how I told the story last week about. Me freaking making a chemical atomic bomb in my pool yard. Yeah, I apparently have the worst of luck with it. The worst of
you
luck.
You did it again?
I didn't make a bomb this time, but I had...
someone like that did listen to episode one. I didn't make a bomb this time.
Yeah, like someone just pops in randomly talking about bombs. No, I had Grant over. Good buddy. Shout out, Grant.
Shout out, Grant.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
And once again with the shout outs, that's probably one of 30 that's going to happen. But I had him over.
Shout out Scarletta.
Scarlotta and Lizzie. Thanks for being part of the story.
And
Chris.
The bland guy and his friend.
No problem.
Friend.
Yeah. Who must be not named.
He'll come murder you for the chicken nugget. We don't want that.
Throw it up. I told him he could have it back in a couple days if you catch my drift. And he was like, what the heck? That's so funny. Anyway, so I had Grant over. And I'm like, my mom calls me and she's like, you got to put like three of these chemical, like these chlorine tablets in the pool. So I had to put them in the filter. So I walked over to the thing and they're some reason they're not just in a bucket. And like chlorine, if you breathe that in, you'll just die. Like if you just inhale it. No, that's dead serious. I'm telling you. That's why like chlorine gas and stuff will kill you.
Yeah.
So when you open this bucket, it's literally like, it's like 80 pounds and it's super tall. So it's super hard to carry. So
it's
I carried
like 20.
Over. Yeah, I'm just weak.
Yeah.
But I carried it over, and when you open it up, you have to like hold your breath to open it up.
Yeah.
And I'm used to them just being in the thing. They're in these stupid bags for some reason, individually wrapped. They're like this big. It's the size of like a hockey puck for people listening. And I open it up and I'm like dropping them in. I didn't like touch the chlorine because I don't want it on my hands because it smells so bad.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of opening up and dropping them in. Like, out of the bag. And the last one, I open it up, and I, like... it's literally 4 inches from the water. Drop it on the water. Perfect. It wasn't, like, a big tsunami splash. It was, like, one little bloop straight into my right eye. Straight into my right eye, dude. It hurt so freaking bad for, like, the entire day. This is the same day the chicken nugget story happened.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm crying at the Froyo place the whole day. My eye. I couldn't sleep that night.
What day was this?
Maybe did we do the podcast last week, right? Or was it the week before?
I feel like it was the week before.
I do too. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No. It was last Monday.
So it was probably like Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. It was a weekday.
Yeah.
I remember that. And it was Friday. Because it was the Young Life bonfire.
Friday?
It was Friday.
Let's go.
It was Friday because the bonfire, because I remember that. But
bonfire
anyway.
It was Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday night. Yeah. And I had that thing in my eye the whole day. Dude, I have the worst of luck. And Alyssa took a picture, my sister. Shout out, Alyssa.
Shout out, Alyssa. What's up?
What is up? And I also, Alyssa, I hate your guts so much. So don't think
no,
this is
Alyssa,
a favor.
Don't listen to him. You're the best Donovan kid.
Why don't you make a podcast with her then?
I will.
Do it.
Let's go.
Call it like gay talk or some crap like that.
Hey, we love all people except Ian.
All right. Let's go. Dude, I literally have the worst of luck with pools. I'm done. I told my mom, I'm not doing it
anymore.
Dude,
you gotta be like that hot pool boy that just like.
That's what I've been called by a certain someone. Shout out, you know who you are. And I.
What's their code name?
Tiny. I'll say Tiny.
Yeah, but that's not like.
Everyone knows that though,
yeah.
I feel like.
I mean,
shout out Sophie, I'll just say it. Shout out Sophie. She says,
oh, so bad.
I guess you can't be a hot pool boy anymore. And I was like, I guess that's fair. And.
You can't be hot, that's for sure.
And
I'm just packing on the inside.
I know, literally. Yeah, I don't get what's going on.
You're beautiful in every way.
That's me and Nick just making that. All right. I'm done with pools. I'm just done with them. Straight up done with them.
I haven't even started pools, man.
You had that sick. You had that 6-footer, though. That was sick. That kiddie pool.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
Dude, it's like, it's, my plan with that, which would be so sick, is like, if I could just find some, like, heating unit to just, like, put in the water that's, like, can stay in the water, not, like, freaking explode, and then just make that a little jacuzzi. But me and my babysitter in, like, fifth grade, me and my siblings would just, like, race her with our little duct tape boats and put a fan on the end. It was crazy, man. You talk about horse racing getting intense,
horse
man.
Riding.
You better bet on my little silver racer or whatever his name was. That man duct was tape. Automatic.
Just like the Black Lightning Tonka trucks.
dude, should we talk about those?
I mean, there's not much to talk about, but yeah. You have more of a story behind it than I do.
So, like, my childhood homies, the squad, me, Jason, and Jake. Shout out Jason and Jake.
Shout out. Let them know, guys. You guys, somebody's got to be connected to these people.
They're not. Well, actually, I sort of, like, they moved away, but I'm in touch with Jake. Jason, loose cannon, man. Just kidding. Shout out Jason.
That guy.
So, like, we would just.
Jason's such a serial killer name.
Yeah, dude. It's, I mean, Friday the 13th.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Oh my gosh. PTSD. Don't even talk about it.
Starts a hidden bag.
But, so we had these Tonka trucks that they're like, I don't know, probably like half a foot high, half a foot long. And they're really just meant for you.
No, they're at least, they're pretty big. You could fit a small child in there. They're probably a foot tall and like a foot and a half long at least.
Yeah, sure.
It's like a dump truck, basically.
Yeah, it's like, except
they're
for
metal. They're not
small.
Like yeah. It's because this was made in the 2000s when things were actually made
when kids
still.
Weren't like everything
little
was
wussies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's back, wrong with back, kids? We hate
yeah. Kids these days, you guys have it easy. Back
you
in the day,
have no idea. We had metal Tonka trucks.
We had to take our Tonka trucks to school.
But yeah, so basically, what it was meant for was like, because it was like it had like a little garbage truck thing in the back, so you would like put sand in it and like dump it. Like it was meant for the beach. But me and my friends. I mean, we were small at the time, so we were probably like 4 and 5. We would race them down my friend's backyard hill, which is like super steep, and we were just, oh my gosh, it was the most fun thing ever. And his yard wasn't like smooth; it was like bumpy, so we would just go flying.
They had
off
plastic
of it.
Wheels too; they weren't like rubber wheels. Right
it
now.
Wasn't like. Like,
I have one.
If you hit a bump, you're not absorbing the shock; you're going. Yeah. And we're also like 20 pounds, so we're just, and then. This is probably like a year after we've been racing every single day. My friend Jake, for his birthday, he got a Black Lightning Tonka truck, and his dad gave it to him in front of the whole neighborhood. And I have never been more jealous, and I like was so mad. I like didn't even speak. I was just so in shock. I was like, "Are you serious right now?"
Did you have the
and
yellow then, one?
Yeah, I had the yellow one.
That's what
but
I
then
have.
Jason
still.
Got one 2 months later. He got a Black Lightning.
Was it his
Jake
birthday?
Had one. No, just because. And then I'm sitting
Brett.
Here like, "Mom,
you've
I need
got to
the
get
Tonka
this.
Truck," and like. My birthday was like 3 months later, but 3 months when you're four is like, that's like seven
that's
years.
Decades.
So
yeah.
I'm like, dude, Mom, where's the effing Tonka truck? I was so mad.
Because
I had to use my, I mean, when they have Black Lightning Tonka trucks and I just have a yellow one, I'm like, I'm riding around.
No,
like a
that makes
Buick.
You the leader though.
No. I'm riding around in a 1990 Buick for like senior citizens and they're whipping around Lamborghinis, bro. I was like, give me.
No,
the
it
Black
makes you
Lightning.
Unique. It makes you unique. Whoa. That's crazy. I'm coining that. Don't steal it. Copyrighted.
But it wasn't unique because they already had it. They moved on from
that's
it.
That's fair. Yeah, that's true.
If
it's,
I had gotten,
it's not like original.
Yeah. If I got like.
Sucks to
matte
suck.
Black.
Sucks to suck.
Matte black. Gold black. Rims.
Wonder what it's like to be rich to just have just Black out. Lightning Tonka trucks. Freaking rich
just,
people.
Dude, legit though, that was like what. That was our version of a car. So like when they got the Black Lightning, I was like, rich kids.
Yeah, freaking pricks.
Lamborghinis. Dude, like imagine, I just like pimp it out. I just get the gold rims on there.
That should be little, like our next project. Just buy Tonka trucks,
dude,
and then like
pimp them out.
Yeah.
And we just go down.
Make them electric.
Ian has like a pretty like hilly. Neighborhood. Dude, we just go crazy.
Cruising,
that'd
dude.
Be sick.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, a hobby I really want to get into for some reason, I started this the other day. This is another, like, thing I can talk about. We have, like, a good amount of bikes in our garage.
Yeah.
And I have this really nice, like, racing bike that my uncle, he's super into bikes, like, BMXing. They move, like, all over the
Wait,
world.
Wait, racing bike? Like, what type? Like, road?
it's like a mountain bike, but it doesn't have gears and stuff. I don't really know what it would. I don't really know it.
Did you even know that I raced?
You raced bikes?
Yeah, I was state champion.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Dude, are you joking?
No, I'm not joking at all.
Swear to God.
Swear to God.
That's insane. Yeah, I never knew that.
My dad raced in Europe. He raced on the B team.
Your dad looks like a biker. Like a skinny... Yeah.
He's not skinny at all.
No, no. That's so mean.
Shout out, Dad!
I was talking about the skinny tire. You didn't let me finish. God. That's insane.
He raced on the USA Olympic B team for a little bit.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I swear.
You're not joking?
I'm not joking.
Dude.
Yeah, it was sick.
You're famous.
What can I say? Dude, no, I'm not even kidding, though. Everyone around here knows him. So, I don't race anymore, but
everyone around here knows him.
Like, in the biking community, he is a legend.
Is he actually?
Yes.
How did I not know this?
When I go to races, everyone's like, Brian, what's up? I'm like, dude, my dad's like,
hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just like,
you're just like, yeah, I won state champion. No big deal.
Well, no, that's the
exact... sick. I never knew that about you.
Yeah. I thought you knew for some reason. That's why I just didn't even mention it.
No.
Part of my past. Those days are gone.
Why'd you stop?
Well,
you just got tired of it, or?
Yeah, I got into it because my dad was super, super into it, and he wanted me to just try it. He's not, the type of dad that's going to, force me to do something I don't want to do.
Yeah, that was my parents. Yeah.
But he also knew how much he loved it, so he thought that I might like it. So he told me, he was like, why don't you just do a race? I was like, I don't want to do the race. He was like, I'm not going to force you to, but you should consider it. And then I was like, nah. But then one of my best friends at the time, he paid him $10 to do the race. I was like, yeah, I'll do the race. And then I just fell in love. We did it at Rockburn Park.
Oh, did you do the BMX trail or no? Or is it
That's a skills trim. There's different. We'll get into that later. There's multiple different types of racing, but this one's called cyclocross.
Nick's nerdiness is coming about bikes. Dude, I never knew this side of
them. The bike racers are such nerds. I didn't fit in because they're all nerds and I'm not. And I'm just like, they're like, you got your derailleur fixed, blah blah blah. You put the oil on, and I'm like, dude, my dad does everything. I just show up.
I don't even know.
No, what you're talking.
Hey man, I just ride. I just ride all day. I just ride. No, but. I have this. I have to show you. Watch it be terrible. No, it's really nice. I really like it. It goes super fast. Yeah. It doesn't have gears, but
that's weird. Oh, yeah. It's a single speed.
Yeah, and it's I'm just gonna trust everything Nick says about bars.
No. Or is it curled?
No, I don't even know.
The handlebar is it flat or is it curled?
Oh, it's flat. It's flat.
Yeah.
It's. And it's I've taken it to Rockburn. That thing is sweet. It's such a nice... It's $800 or something. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a woman's bike. It was a woman's bike, but it doesn't look... It's black. It's just jet black all across. And I don't remember what brand it is. But anyway, I also have a Mach 1. I don't remember the brand that makes that either, but it's the Mach 1 bike from, I don't even know. Probably early 90s, that's maybe sick. Late 80s. It was my Uncle Timmy's.
I'll
he bought it.
I'll send a picture of that to my dad. He'll probably... freaking obsessive.
Yeah, I took it to Rockburn when I the BMX trail once, and people were like, dude, can I see your bike? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And I have the 8-balls on it too. The 8-ball, what are the things you put on the tires to keep the air from coming out? I don't know. Tire caps.
Yeah.
They're 8-balls, and that's a big thing too. They're not sold or they stopped making them. So this bike was $500 and 1988, so that's I don't even know how much money that would be now. It's a crap ton of money.
Yeah.
But the seat on it, it's plastic because it was it's not made to just ride and cruise on. So I was taking the seat off, and my uncle gave me another seat to put on. You'll have to help me later. You might know how to do this better than I do.
I have no idea.
I can't get it right. I literally, whenever I sit on it, the seat just moves back or forward. I fall off.
My dad's so good at that stuff, so I don't even bother with it, but I might be able to. We'll see.
But anyway, I want to get into fixing up bikes and selling bikes. That'd be so much fun,
dude,
I think.
Next time we do the
next
podcast,
project,
we'll go to my house,
let's just do it.
You can just, my dad has, so many bikes.
Next project, me and Nick just start a bike selling company. We end up moving to Ocean City and, having one of those bike rental places.
We just got the beach cruisers.
Yeah.
But, so I got a bench press set, and I had to put it outside on the, under my deck because my dad's office has an unfinished part that I could put it in, but it's filled with bikes.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah,
so he has the thin tire bikes.
Yeah, those are the road bikes. You know, Tour de France, is that what calls it? We, if you really watch, the way I know someone really watches it is if they call it the Tour de France, because that's how they say it. And we watch that so much. We watch every single race.
Would you say Tour de France?
Everyone says Tour de France.
No, yes. I've never said France. And well, I've never said. I actually I say France, but I don't think when I refer to that I don't.
Yeah,
say
everyone
France,
says
say
Tour
France.
De France. That's how I'm like. You don't watch it.
You're not like the Maronis. Yeah, you're not dedicated like we are.
It's like 21 stages. We watch it, all of it consecutively.
Is that like an Olympic thing, or is that done like pretty much every year?
It's every single year.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to watch. It's just a whole different sport because like the fans are not actual like in stadiums. They're like along public roads.
Yeah, it's like kind of like longboarding where it's like on mountains and stuff, right? And you bike there. Yeah, it's cool.
It's insane.
Pretty tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to get it. I don't want to. I'm not going to race, but I'd like to fix bikes and stuff. That'd be fun, I think.
I mean, you probably get it because you're always like hands on with stuff.
I think it's cool because it like entertains your mind and it keeps you busy.
It's.
It took me like half an hour to put a bike seat on last week, and I still didn't do it right.
It's a lot of stuff that you have to learn. My dad's like really good at it. I mean, he can like teach you stuff about it if you.
That'd be cool, yeah. Learn from the goatee master.
Dude. Did he shave it? That's what I was about to tell you. I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to think, and I have no idea if he has a goatee or not right now. Do you remember? Did you watch The Office?
Yeah.
Remember that episode when they were trying to figure out if Stanley had a mustache or not? I legitimately cannot remember if my dad shaved it or not. I just remember from the picture that he has one, but now I'm thinking, I'm like, dude, does he have one?
Such a callback to The Office. Like, I have no idea. That's such a random episode in The Office, too. Yeah. Do you remember if Stanley has a mustache or not? Dang it. Now I can't remember.
That's what I'm saying.
Does Stanley have a mustache or not?
I'm pretty sure. Let me look it up. I'm pretty sure. How much? All right. What are you saying, he does or he doesn't?
I'm going to say he does.
I'm going to say he does, too.
Yeah.
Although, now that I think about it.
No, he's got to. He has one. For sure.
I'm going
to
go
it's
with
Leslie
no.
Baker. Or what's his name? Leslie Baker or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has a mustache. There's no way. Just look up, does Stanley have a mustache? What does it say?
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
dang. Got I was trying him. To take a risk.
You're trying to take a risk. You're like, you know what? Because you said mustache, I'm going to say the opposite.
Yeah, I always do that.
All right, Nick. Tell me about, what was this dream you had?
So,
Nick, another story out of Nick's dream log.
Yeah, dude, I have the weirdest dreams. So, I don't know where this was taking place. It almost felt like it was at the Magic Kingdom at Disney. But, like, the Magic Kingdom was replaced with, like, some, like futuristic skyscrapers. And there was just this huge, like, plaza underneath, right? And that's where I was
that
at.
Sounds kinda
and I
cool.
was I was some vol- That wasn't even that. That was just, like, a background setting. That's just a beginning.
Hey, man, that's not even the cool part of the dream.
It's not a cool dream. It's so weird. So I was, like, some volunteer. So it was, like, me and a bunch of kids over my age were, like, all volunteers. And then there was a bunch of little kids that we were, like, supposed to help out. And so basically, it was kind of like Halloween, but it wasn't. So, like, there was just bags of
candy.
Kind of
like the day, but actually night. It was kind of like Christmas, but it was actually New Year's.
Basically, like, black bags that were, like, kind of like trash bags just filled with candy all over this, like, 200-foot by 200-foot plaza. Actually, no, it was, like, the size of a football field. Two football fields.
Wow.
Three football
fields. you know what? 30.
scratch that. 700. So, like, it was these huge bags of candy, and I don't know why my mind comes up with these things, but basically what the volunteer did was we were supposed to help get as much candy as possible into the person's bag. So you were assigned a person, and you would just run around to each bag and get as much candy as possible before anyone else could get it. And what you did is each bag had
two holes. This is an oddly specific
thing. I know. I don't understand why my mind is like this, but each bag has two holes for your head to go in. So so it's like
you get it with your mouth?
A bag on each side of the hole, and you put your head in and then like grab and for your arm to go in, and you like grab the candy so you see what candy you're grabbing. So me and the person I was volunteering for would do it. And the girl that I volunteered for, her name, I didn't catch her name. The mom in the dream told me her name ended in like Iana or Iana or something
like
that.
It's actually me. Like,
and
it's just
no,
Ian.
No, that's not even, no, listen. She was like small, African American, had like kind of like braided hair almost, and it was like down to her shoulders. And I wake up from my dream and I see that this girl went missing in PG County.
Nuh-uh.
And her name ended in Iana. It was
You're
Christiana.
Joking, right? No.
And she looked exactly like the girl in my dream.
You're lying.
I'm not.
PG County?
Yeah.
Would you get like an Amber Alert or like a news thing?
No, it was someone put it on their store that someone went missing in PG County.
Dude.
And the girl.
Did you see it before you went to sleep?
No. I saw it after. I didn't even know about it. And they both it was Christiana and the other girl ended in like Iana. They both. And then she looked exactly like. I'll try to find it. Like PG County.
That is the weirdest thing
I've ever heard.
Freaky.
It was freaky. It was kind of sick.
It's almost like it's hard to believe. That's really creepy.
I know.
I hate stuff like that. It makes me like, I had a dream. Weirded out.
I honestly think I'm just like being like.
You like dreams. See the future?
Yeah. No, no. So like, I'll have. So, what's the code name for this person? Lamp. That's a lamp right there.
Lamp.
So that's the I had worst. A dream that Lamp was trying to rekindle.
No, is this flame, just kidding. Is this referring to you?
No, 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 no. Lamp is the other. Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
no, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is you. Okay.
And then I like shut her. I shut Lamp down. I was like, no, that's not happening. And then literally a day later, she like texted me, after 3 months of not even talking to me.
That's really.
I mean, she didn't like try to get
rekindled.
She didn't try to like get back with me.
Just
but, like,
whatever. Still yeah, though, that's yeah. weird.
I know.
I hate stuff
it was
like
so
that.
Weird.
I hate deja vu. Do you know what deja vu is? Deja vu.
Obviously, I know what deja vu
Nick,
is.
Okay, look, I can't even. Sometimes I have to be stupid with you because sometimes you won't know the simplest things.
Shut
be
up.
Like, I've never even heard of that.
Dude, okay.
You know what, Nick? You're packing on me today. It's time I start packing on you.
What do we hate about
no
Nick?
No more Mr. Nice Guy, okay, today?
Oh, crap. All right, hold up. I got to find you. I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that I just don't know, but obviously I know deja vu, but deja vu is actually kind of sick, but it's sick isn't good, but like cool, but so weird.
I don't like it sometimes. It makes me really weirded out. It's, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, everyone's felt it before, so.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I'm talking about, people.
Oh, my girl from my dream has been found, guys.
She has been found?
Shout out, Christiana. Yeah,
all right, let's go. Picture. Round of applause. I'll add in sound effects right there. Ready? Sound effect. Clapping.
Dude. Oh, my gosh. That's, like,
it
so
looks,
much what she looked
and
like.
And she was that age, too?
Yeah. She was, like,
Nick is
she
showing
was like
me,
8.
Nick is showing
dream,
me.
She was, like, 8.
Yeah. Nick, that's a 4-year-old girl, but it's pretty similar. That's still though.
Well, I can't
it's not
tell,
like
no, they
it's
didn't
not
say
like it's
age.
Not like you're like 30.
Dude,
or
there's
like,
no gauge between someone who's like 8 and someone who's like 4. Like if between
you're
the
like
age
to
like 9 and 3, you look the same to me. But
nine
no, they didn't say
3.
Her age. She looked exactly like this.
That's really weird.
It
Nick's showing
so
me
weird.
A girl. I mean, she fits exactly what he described. That's really creepy.
Check it out, guys. Look at that.
Yeah, there you go. You've seen it. You know.
Now you know what I'm talking
that's,
about.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Sometimes dreams are really cool, but then other times they're like a weapon. Like
yeah. Or
they
put you in like a terrible mood.
Yeah.
I had a dream 3 nights ago that I literally got in the biggest argument with every single member of my family individually, and I would wake up from that dream and then have another dream about the next family member, and I woke up, I was like, dude, what the heck?
What's wrong with you? Just calling out Madeline. Madeline, get up here right
Shut
now.
Shut up, Madeline.
I hate you. No, I had a dream the other day, right? This is, like, my worst fear. Because my dad, I think it was because of this dream, my dad, this dream, my, this TV show my dad was watching, and it was, this bacteria or something that got in this guy's system. He was, like, in Afghanistan or something like that. And this bacteria got inside of him, and it ended up just, like, eating him from the
Alive.
Inside out. So they had to amputate his legs. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, would I rather have my hands or my legs amputated? And I was like, my legs for sure. Like, I either way
yeah.
sucks, but at least
you can
like you can
better.
Feed yourself and still like
yeah.
like I don't know. But anyway, I'm thinking about amputations and stuff, yada yada. I fall asleep. I wake up from this dream, right? This dream. I'm driving my car with my dad. I'm driving my dad somewhere. I'm like dropping him off somewhere. I don't know where. We're driving Karen around my 07 Impala.
Beautiful car.
If you say so. And we're driving around, and it's up on Thistle Road, if you know where that is.
Dude, I rode up that. I rode up that.
Well, no,
insane.
But
it's so steep.
It was right outside of that, on Old Frederick Road, that main
by
street.
By Dimitri's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right by that, like, tree place in the Christmas
yeah.
yeah. So, I got freaking slammed, right? Like, someone wrecked into me.
Yeah.
And, like, my hands were at the top of the steering wheel for some reason, and my dash just, like, folded over my hands, right? Like, folded my hands into my
yeah.
steering wheel. I'm unconscious, and when I wake up...
I love
up,
how you're dreaming about being unconscious.
Yeah.
Like, what is a dream like if you're in your dream unconscious, just, like, blank?
Yeah, no, but I was watching it. I was, like, I wasn't, like, seeing it through my own eyes. I was watching myself
oh,
from
that's
a distance.
Actually sick.
It was not sick. It was very, like, it was gory.
Yeah.
And my dad's head got
nice.
Slammed against the dash. And he ended up being okay, like, he had, like, a head wrap and stuff. But I woke up, and I'm, like, looking at myself in this hospital bed at
Dude,
this...
The dream is, like,
it's,
sad.
It was really dark. It was heavy. Like, and I look
you
at
okay
my
now?
Hands, and no, it scarred me. And I look at these stubs that I have for hands, and I'm, like, watching myself just break down in this hospital bed. And it was really heavy.
Dude, what?
And I come home, I'm in my basement, my haven, And you know how, like, like, if my legs get amputated, yeah, I love being outside and doing stuff. But, like, at least I'll still have my, like, guitars. You know how much I love playing music. So, I was, like, standing right over there by the pool table watching myself on my couch. And I'm just sitting there staring at my guitars. Like...
Dude, that's so sad.
Dark stuff, dude.
I saw this.
And my parents were, like, in the distance. They did not know what to do. My parents were just standing there, like...
Dude, your totally dream horrified. Is like, actually, that'd, I be, woke good, up, that'd be a good movie.
Yeah. Like, a comeback story from that. I woke up and I was like, I was like, sad. It was heavy stuff. I was like, dang.
Dude, I saw this.
That was a dark dream.
I saw this, this, like.
No, sorry to darken the mood. Tangent Talk usually isn't this dark. It's a pretty happy podcast, usually.
This, like, mini, like, 2-minute documentary. This guy was, like, in the Paralympics. I don't even think he had arms. And he did everything with his feet, and he ate with his feet. He, like, learned how to, like, cut with his feet, like, cut up food with his feet. And,
that's,
like,
crazy. Eat it.
Yeah, and then he was, like, using his iPad, like, tapping with his toes. And then this man was shooting a bow and arrow
I've seen that. It's
automatic. Everything. Bullseye. Bullseye. Automatic. I'm like, what the heck?
Now, honestly, I really, like, respect people so much that go through stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then... they're, like, better at life than I am. Like, my man, this, like, someone that has... I saw this guy. What's the guy that in the NFL that has one hand? Like,
yeah, Shaquille Griffin.
Yeah, I saw a video of him the other day just benching, like, freaking crazy amounts. Yeah. And I'm like, this dude literally is... he's quote-unquote disabled, but he's better at things that I am, and I have two hands, you know what I mean? And it's like, I respect that so much. Like, there's this guy that comes in the pet store where I work, and I don't know if it's his brother or his... caretaker, but this guy's in, like, a wheelchair, and he can't really talk. He's, like, kind of, like, disfigured a little bit, and he has this thing that he wears on his head that he can type on this iPad and his phone with. He can move his own chair around. It's like an electric chair, and so it's so crazy because he's, like, trapped in this, like, you know, messed up body, but he's completely self-aware. Like, he can talk to you, like, he'll press buttons, like, he'll literally use his head to touch the phone and his nose and stuff, to type on the phone, to talk to you. It's insane.
Yeah, it's sick.
And he's, like, really smart, too. He's this older guy, he's probably, I don't know, maybe late 30s, early 40s, and he's super smart, and it's, like, so crazy. It's just, like, people with these disabilities are, like, better at things. Yeah, like, Stephen Hawking, genius. For example. Was, rest, like, in insane. Yeah, rip.
Yeah.
But it's, like...
can't judge a book by its cover, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, everything about a person that makes them who they are isn't even on their outside, which is really weird to think about, you know? That it's kind of like we have, like, two parts.
God looketh on the heart, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Yeah.
Shout out God.
Shout out Jesus. Love you, man.
Yeah, but, like, everyone has, like... think about it. Everyone has, like, two parts. Like, their outer and their inner, but the inner is the only thing that actually matters. That's weird.
Deep. Hey, guys. Just want to let you know, Tangent Talk... you're loved, okay?
Loved. We love all of you, unless you're Ian.
Okay.
All right. Just kidding.
Ruin the moment. But hey, man, you are loved, all right?
Yes.
Don't doubt yourself. If you put your mind to something, you can do it, man.
And if you don't do it, stop listening to Tangent Talk.
Yeah.
We don't want you here.
Hey, man.
Just kidding.
No.
You know what, though? Suffice to say?
I don't know,
I think it's suffice to say. We would rather you... I'm going to take a big jump here. We'd rather you put down Tangent Talk and go do what you've been...
yeah, I think that's safe to say.
...reaching to do for a long time, you know? If you're itching to do
it, go
do
it. Sadly, if it requires you to put down our podcast and do what you need to do, just send it, guys.
Just
full sends only.
Do it.
Full sends.
Do it.
Dude, I'm so stoked for my Phoenix trip in a couple weeks.
You should be. Wait, what day are you going?
June 27th. No, 24th.
What's wrong with you?
24th to, like, 30th, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to Lake Anna, Virginia on the 27th.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
No, I'm so upset. I can only go for, like, 4 days or whatever it is, but...
it's like six, but, you know.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to the 30th then. I don't know what the dates are. I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I'm only going to be there for, like, 4 or 5 days. I don't even know, but... I don't know what I'm going to do this time because everything's shut down. They have a curfew right now, too, because of riots and stuff.
Dang.
It's, like, 8 p.m. or something.
That's
crazy. Sophie, shout out Sophie.
Shout out Soph.
Moi.
She felt that over the phone.
Dude,
Thank you so much. Yeah.
She was there. Now she's heading back. So literally like 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, it sucks.
Rip. But yeah, I'll be there in a couple weeks. Back home, man. Love Phoenix.
Back where you need to be.
Love it. Home is where the heart is, man.
You taking me out there one day.
Dude, road trip. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's like 3 days of driving. Oh, speaking of Sophie. So I think I'm going to drive up to like Michigan this summer.
Actually?
Yeah. Dude. I'm going to try to at least.
Wait, she can't get her license yet.
Mother willing. I don't know.
We'll see about that.
Mom, if you're listening, I love you so much, but please let me go.
Miss
so,
Rebecca. What? Shout out Miss Rebecca. What are you doing?
Rebecca. So, yeah, Sophie, they literally in Michigan, I don't get what it is. I'm sorry to just rag on you, Sophie. I know you're going to be listening to this later, but Michigan, I think they call themselves like Michiganers or something like that. I guess that's fair because we're Marylanders.
Michiganers? Like Michiganians. Actually, that sounds
that's
kind of
tough.
Too.
Michiganians? Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. No, it's like Michiganers or something.
Change it, Sophie.
Yeah.
Michiganians.
Go change to it. The mayor right now.
the mayor? Go to the mayor of Michigan.
Their mayor
the
sucks so bad.
You mean the governor?
I don't remember if it's... I think... yes. It's the governor, because the mayor is only for cities. Governors, dude, yes.
How did you forget that?
I am an idiot. So, anyway. literally, everyone in Michigan, they are obsessed with up north. That's all they say, up north. They don't say where. They just say up north.
What do you mean? Like
to the lakes and stuff. But they don't say where they're going. They're not like, oh, I'm going to, like, lake this or lake that. They're like...
I'm going up north.
Going up north. I'm going north. I'm like, so where are you going on vacation?
North.
Like, you going to Canada or... No, north. And it's like... North. I'm always like, okay. But anyway, so my Aunt Dar and Uncle Mark from Phoenix are going to be visiting them, I think, in like July or something.
Yeah.
So I would just drive up there when they're going to be there, and then we would all drive up north, wherever that may be. I don't know. Just north.
Wait. So you're going like with her whole family?
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
That would be really tough.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Mother willing.
Mom, if you're listening to this, I know you're not listening to this. You don't care about this at all. You crushed my dream. I'm just kidding.
I know you're listening.
You came here for Nick, right? That's pretty much it.
Rebecca.
No. Rebecca. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully, she's going to end up being like, if I can come. And it...
What'd you say?
My mom's just going to end up being like, if I can come, then you can go. If it ends up being that way, that's fine.
Yeah.
But this would be so cool to just take a solo road trip for 8 hours by myself. It's like an 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I mean,
honestly, I'd be surprised. Just for her to go with you would be, like, lucky, you know? Because I feel like you being able to go on a solo road trip like that and then hang out with her family is, like...
Yeah.
It's a big stretch.
I don't know.
God
willing.
We'll see what
happens. God willing. God and mother willing. Let's go. I don't even know if Karen the Impala can make it that far, man.
She'll make it.
She'll make it.
Breaks down the moment you leave the neighborhood.
Yeah. Pull out a Talbot's and
you're just like, you're just halfway in between and you just break down. You just like know no one around
you.
Just
shattered the engine. I'm in the middle of like, what states would I even be going through?
I have no idea. Maybe like Pennsylvania.
PA, what's north?
Ohio?
No, Ohio's still a lot. I don't know my geography, man.
Wait, isn't Michigan, like, above Ohio?
Don't do that. You're doing the Hitler salute right now. Nix has got his hands straight out.
Isn't it above Ohio, though?
I thought Ohio was the left of Michigan.
No.
Look up a map of the U.S. right now.
It's definitely not. Because Michigan's up here.
Look up a map
Michigan's
right
border,
now.
Like, almost bordering Canada or bordering... Sorry, Sophie, we're just butchering this.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Dude, until like 7th grade, I didn't even know where Maryland was at. Not even a cap.
You live in it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Hold up.
Okay, we'll look up this geography, and we'll wrap up the podcast here for you folks. See, just
map of U.S. Yeah, like, I was right.
It's below it?
Yeah.
Do I have to drive through it, though? I don't know. That depends on the highway.
So, what you're going to do here?
You just like start giving me directions.
You probably go Pennsylvania, take a left to Ohio, like it's a road.
Take a left to Ohio Avenue, then take a right to Michigan Street.
Yeah, that's what you
do.
That's
cool.
Or you can cut through West Virginia, but...
Not, dude, Virginia traffic's just straight butt cheeks, man.
All the hillbillies down there.
That's pretty, Hey, we love all cultures and all people on this
it's
podcast.
It's an interesting way of life down there.
My ex-girlfriend, she used to have family in... I think it was Virginia. I don't know if it was West Virginia or Virginia, but there was definitely some incestual things going on down there. They had like cousins married each other. I was like,
awful. I don't get it.
I saw a TikTok the other day where it was like, you know how you can do the reply to the comment things now and make a video on it? But he was like, one of the comments was like, that's so gross, you're dating your sister. And he's like, there's nothing wrong with it. I love her. And I was like,
dude, I saw this video. This mom dated her son. When he was an adult, they decided to date each other. And then they were like, what happened when you first, like, kissed? And he was like, oh, it was mutual. I don't even want to think about that. Let's just end it
there. Just, all right, let's try to wrap it up on a good note, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We appreciate it. Thanks again. What's for
today?
Anchor.
Today is
June the 9th. No,
10th.
It's the 10th.
10th.
Yesterday was June
9th. You
know 9th. What? Sophie's
it's June
birthday.
Now. It's basically
you know what?
Summer.
It was Sophie's birthday yesterday. Also National Sex Day. More importantly, National Sex
more
Day.
Importantly,
just kidding.
More
just
and
kidding.
I was on in-store. He shouted me out for National Sex
Day.
I
had him on there. But yeah, happy birthday, Soph.
We miss you.
Yeah.
So much.
So much. Sophie's our marketing manager, so thanks again for that, Soph. Appreciate it. Happy National Sex Day, guys. Stay safe out there.
It's June 10th. You know, summer's basically starting. Go have some fun out there.
Yeah. Be safe.
We go longboard. Me and Ian are about to go hit. Maybe hit the half pipe.
Bombing some hills.
Bomb some hills.
Jump
in
the pool.
Ripstick.
Hey, guys. Hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Just go out. Have some fun.
Have some fun.
Have some fun.
Go on some tangents.
Jesus. Go on some tangents with your friends.
Love Jesus. Love others.
Love
yourself.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.